This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for Around Montgomery County. Today joining me is Missy Dean from the Montgomery County Fair Board. She's here to talk about the pageants coming up. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, so 30th Annual Montgomery County Fair, and you've been involved with it for almost all 30 years.
Yeah, not quite. This will be my 24th year as a pageant director and on the Montgomery County Fair Board.
So can you talk a little bit about what kind of changes you've seen over the years?
We've had all kinds of changes. First of all, just because the fair is so new and young yet, there's always changes. Every year they upgrade the fairgrounds somehow. So we always show some kind of improvement because that's what we wanted to do. We want to make it better every year. So there's always changes to it. And then to the pageant, you know, the main changes probably, you know, we started out with just a fair queen, and now we're up to a fair queen, a junior miss, a little miss, and a mister. So, you know, we've gotten all ages involved in the fair, and that's what we wanted to do. So I think that's the biggest change. You know, otherwise, like I said, the upgrade of the fairgrounds and the staging and everything, it gets better and better, so.
All right. Awesome. So can you tell me a little bit about what's going on this year? And we got some deadlines coming up.
Sure. It's kind of fun this year because with it being the 30th anniversary, our theme this year for the whole fair is happy birthday. So we're going to kind of incorporate that into the pageants. You know, it's just going to be kind of fun. But yes, we are having signups right now. Our first meeting to turn in the applications and everything is going to be next Sunday, May 3rd at the fairgrounds at 4:00 for the little miss and misters and at 5:00 for the queen contestants and junior misses. And what happens on that day is everybody just comes and brings their applications, and then we'll go over like everything that happens for the pageants and you know, practices, all kinds of stuff like that. And then we'll give you a calendar of what to expect. You know, it's a pretty full month of June just preparing, you know, for the pageants with all the practices and stuff. But people can go online to montgomeryfair.org, and the applications are online. You would just click on the pageants tab, and then everything is listed. We're still doing some updates to the website, so if it looks like, you know, a date or something might be wrong, it's okay. Just come, bring the application, fill it out. It's okay, because we're still tweaking the website. So, but yeah, the ages for the Queen Pageant is 16 to 21, and then the Junior Miss is 11 to 14, and the Little Miss and Mister is 5 to 7 years old. And of course, they have to either live in Montgomery County or attend a Montgomery County school. That's kind of the base that we use. So,
all right, awesome. Yeah, you're saying June is coming up, and I was like, oh yeah, that's far away. No, it's almost the end of April.
I know it. It's crazy to think that next weekend is May.
I know. So can you give us a little preview as far as like what happens in like practicing and getting them prepared?
Sure. Whenever, you know, we get everybody signed up, like I said, you'll get a schedule, practices and stuff. The queen and junior misses, they will practice together because their night is together, and then the little miss and mister, their night is together. So we have two separate nights, you know, of the pageants, which actually June 24th is the queen and junior, and June 25th is the little miss and mister. So they're two separate nights. So practice wise, you know, we just teach them, you know, the walking on stage, you know, the poise. We do mock interviews with them because they do have to go through an interview, the queen and juniors, to compete. So we kind of help them with that process, you know, just critique them and help them as much as we can, because it's such a growing experience for those ages that anything we can do to help them is just great. And then of course the little miss and misters, we just practice with them. We'll have a tea party, we'll have a swim party, you know, just kind of do some fun stuff, you know, with them, because you're going to be, in a contest with kids that maybe you may not even know throughout the county. So as much time as we can spend, you know, with all them together to get to know each other is much better when it comes to the night of the pageant. So,
all right. So for people who are not familiar with what goes on in the pageant, which includes me, can you kind of explain what
sure.
happens? I know you said an interview process.
What goes on with that? Sure, yes. The first thing for the Queen and Juniors would be the interview the day of the pageant on the 24th. We have outside judges come from outside the county, so they won't know anybody that is here at all. And they interview them through that process. And then the night on the stage, it's for the Queens, it's a swimsuit competition, which is just a one piece, and a lot of people kind of fret about that, but if you can get out there in a swimsuit and show your poise, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. So and then there's an evening gown portion for the queens, and then a speech, just a 1 minute speech on any topic they would like. And then the junior miss, they have an interview process also, and then they just have kind of a party dress type, you know, evening gown, not quite as much as the queen. And then just a question on stage, you know, just to see how they can speak. And so the little miss and mister, they don't really have an interview, but they have questions on stage that we'll ask them. And they just kind of do some walks and stuff on stage. And then we have prepare for them a fun dance. You know, just for the crowd to have fun. They're not even judged on that. So it's a lot based of, you know, personality, you know, and that's what it's all about. If you've got a great personality, you'd be a great representative.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your favorite memories from pageants from over the years?
Oh, my gosh. I think they've all been great. We have seen so many young girls come through there. And actually my husband and I, we were commenting the other day that they're all having babies now, you know, so we've been doing it long enough that they're having babies, which is kind of a full circle for us, you know, and it's great. So just the relationships that we have, you know, made with everybody that's been through our pageants has been great. But I think probably some of the greatest experiences has been we've had two actually state queens, and which has been awesome, because once they're queen, you know, crowned here, they get to compete at the state pageant level in January at the IAAF convention. And we've had two, which has been awesome. So that's been great, great memories. So it's a neat accomplishment.
Yeah, cool. So what would you say is, why is the pageant important to you, and what do you see as far as?
I think the most important thing that I get out of the pageant, and the reason why we do it, is to help girls, because there may be, you know, a girl that comes in and wants to do the pageant and is, you know, scared to death and has never interviewed and never been on stage. And if we can, you know, work with her and mold her and make her feel comfortable about herself, you know, mm-hmm. and go out there and on stage and just accomplish that, that just, you know, that makes us feel good. You know, hopefully that we're being a good, you know, influence in that person's life. So, we don't have any children, so all of these are our kids. So we kind of, you know, go about it that way. You know, that this is our family, so this is why we do it. So, you know, like I said, if we can be a good influence, you know, in somebody's life, and it just makes us feel good then.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to run through the specifics one more time?
Sure. Anybody that would like to be a contestant, they can go to montgomeryfair.org, and the pageant tab, applications, rules, and everything are on there. Or they can email me at missy.dean@hotmail.com. My phone number is 229-3138. Like I said, the sign up is next Sunday, the 3rd. And then after that, we will, you know, have all kinds of stuff lined up for them for practices and stuff, and lots going on. So it's just a great experience, even if you're just coming out there just to have fun and make friends throughout the county. It is a great, great experience.
All right. Awesome. So Montgomery County Fair, June 24th through the 28th, and Queen and Junior Miss Pageant on the 24th, and Little Miss and Mister on June 25th. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you much.
This has been Around Montgomery County with my guest, Montgomery County Fair Board Member, Missy Dean, and I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.